Jake Berkowitz, you're now into White Mountain, and you seem pretty pleased.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier. Pretty safe bet on a top 10 and all 15 dogs leaving here. So, yeah, that would be an ideal run for us, I would say.
Now, you, Yor, and Nick Petit all kind of came in together. Do I sense a race?
No. These dogs have already ran 930 miles. The last thing I'm going to do is drive them hard the last 70. You know, we're going to let them run 6th, 7th, or 8th. It doesn't really mean too big of a difference to me. I think it's like $6,000. But, no, I want to come in with a happy and healthy dog team that doesn't look like they just got... You know, I want them to look like they did when they came in here. I don't want them to look completely different because of 70 miles of hard racing for 7th place. So, yeah, no, we're not going to be racing super hard.
Mm-hmm. Now, having 15 dogs here in White Mountain is pretty exceptional. Just looking around us, there were a lot of 10-dog teams that pulled into White Mountain. How are you able to do that? We talked a little bit about this yesterday in Koyuk, but maintaining your team and just dog care, it's obviously number one for every musher. But with you, 15 in White Mountain.
Yeah. Well, I've been here with 16 before, so... 15, it's a great number. You know, I dropped one dog because of, you know, a split that he could have kept running on, but I didn't really see it necessary for him to. So, yeah, I mean, dog care is just so important, but it's the dog care year-round. Our sponsors, you know, dogbooties.com, make some of the greatest coats and booties, which help provide us to be able to care for these dogs. We use some great supplements this year from Dr. Carson's, which really have given these dogs just such a great feet and coat as well. So we've really, you know, spared no expense on anything to do with the dogs, their nutrition, feeding Red Paw. You know, we're just doing everything we can to give these dogs the best chance of making it to Nome. And, you know, in the Yukon Quest, we also finished with 23 out of the 28 dogs that started in the top six. So, yeah, dog care is our number one priority always.
Mm-hmm. And talk about, too, just being in White Mountain this morning. It's a beautiful day, and you're really pleased with your dogs and with your team and where you're at right now. Last year, you weren't here, and it's just got to feel pretty great to know that Nome is just right around the corner.
Yeah, barring a substantial disaster, we will be in Nome about 3:30 in the morning, probably right when the bars are letting out, so it's going to be a pretty fun night. But, yeah, it's a great feeling. You couldn't ask for a better day. There's no wind. It's a beautiful sunny day. We pulled in here just as the sun was coming up, which was my goal, which was to get through Gullivan during the night and be pulling in just as the sunlight. And tonight, they're going to be able to sit here in the sun all day long. And then leaving here, it's going to be sun setting. And you really couldn't ask for a more ideal schedule for these dogs right now. They're going to love the next 8 hours here.
Mm-hmm. So the trail coming into here from Elam, from Gullivan, what was the experience like for you?
Rock hard and fast. I don't know if they set it up, but... you know, we thought it was going to be similar to what we came in on into Elam. That's why we all stayed a little longer, because it was such a nightmare getting into Elam. But listening to some of the other guys that came a while after us, 4 or 5 hours, it sounded like it was starting to set up coming into Elam. Kind of perplexing to us, because it's not a wet snow. It's this snow that fell was really, really cold, and it stayed cold. So we didn't really think it was going to set up, but it turned into a rock-hard trail the whole way over here. And you were seeing run time. We were here in under 7 hours, which is really good for this competitive of the front and this late in the race.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, well, anything else you'd like to share? You're almost there. Any final words here in White Mountain? Next time we'll see you, we'll be at the finish line in Nome.
Yeah, no, we're ready for a party in Nome.
All right. Thanks, Jake. It's been a pleasure.
Yep, thank
race.
You, too.
Jake Berkowitz in White Mountain, and reporting in White Mountain, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.